A member of a long-time Philadelphia political dynasty, Rene Tartaglione, was sentenced today to spend nearly 7 years in federal prison. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the sentence comes after a jury convicted Tartaglione on more than 50 counts, including theft and fraud for stealing $2 million from a mental health clinic in North Philadelphia.
Rene Tartaglione is from a well-connected family. Her mother used to oversee city elections. Her sister is a state senator. And she herself for 25 years served in the city commissioner's office. But now Tartaglione, who is 62 years old, will be going to prison for 6 years and 10 months and have to pay more than $2 million for her role in an embezzlement scheme. Assistant U.S. Attorney Bea Witzleben prosecuted the case.
She really lined her own pockets with the clinic's money while she had a very significant conflict of interest.
That conflict? Tartaglione was both the landlord of the clinic's buildings and the president of the board of directors, so she approved paying much higher rents, then stole the money.
The clinic went from paying $4,500 a month to paying $25,000 a month for the same building.
After the hearing, Tartaglione's husband, Carlos Matos, was smoking a cigarette and texting his wife, who was being fitted with an ankle monitoring bracelet. Matos served prison time for bribing Atlantic City council people, but he was never charged in this case. I told him what Witzleben, the federal government lawyer, had just told me.
She said the prosecution was not motivated by the Tartaglione name. It wasn't motivated by the Tartaglione's political connections. It was motivated by her greed and by her theft and by the conspiracy that she oversaw. What's your response?
She's full of shit.
Tartaglione's lawyer said her mother is elderly and battling cancer and could get worse if her daughter was put away, but the pleas for mercy only went so far. Prosecutors asked for close to 15 years, and the judge handed down nearly seven. Matos says the fight isn't over.
I truly still believe in the justice system, and I believe that an appeal will get us out of this mess.
Bobby Allen, WHYY News.